It was not just an ordinary musical or entertainment show, but a well-attended concert in celebration of the belated South Sudan Independence Day celebrations. Tropical Suites Hotel in Arua, a well-known place for hosting various activities involving urban refugees living in Arua, was fully packed with spectacular performances from renowned both South Sudanese and Ugandan artists. Peace was the main call as excited revelers listened to speeches and danced off the night to mark the belated 8th Independence Anniversary. Some of the artists came as far as South Sudan and Kampala to grace the occasion.
I always hope for South Sudan to stand together as brothers and sisters. So it was really great because our brothers and sisters, parents stand up and we shared a lot, we had fun. Peace starts from within us. When you don't have peace within yourself, you cannot be peaceful with your neighbor. Everyone was excited, different tribes. That's great.
Wow. Let's love each other. This issue of this from this tribe, that's one from that tribe, blah, 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 we need to leave it because this is what makes us leave our land. This is what makes us run. Marakana mulumbatan ai matadugu.
Masi Munduru, director GMS Events, the organizer of the belated Independence Day anniversary dubbed South Sudan Independence Bonanza, said the aim was to bring together the South Sudanese in West Nile and Uganda in general to commemorate their independence.
Most times our South Sudanese friends and companions feel left out of the social scene. It doesn't matter that they're out of their own country. We can bring their own country here to West Nile. So we decided to bring together artists from South Sudan, artists from Kampala, from Arua, from West Nile, to give them a feel of their own music and culture, to bring them together and to help them reflect on the journey that South Sudan has had so far, and to give them a hope that there is going to be sun that will shine another day.
The representative of South Sudanese youth in Arua, Ajak Garang Aliu, said they also look forward to having this celebration in a peaceful South Sudan.
We are a bit optimistic that even though our country has been engulfed in war, we still hope that the peace that has been signed will hold, and we will one day, one time, go back to our country and celebrate it sometime in South Sudan.
The revelers we spoke to were much appreciative of the hospitality accorded to the South Sudanese by government of Uganda and its people.
I have 7 years in Uganda. Uganda is a good country because people are living peaceful way, no fighting. Since I came in Uganda, there's no war. I feel proud because of Uganda. Uganda is a good country. That's why I love Uganda.
Thank God. For me, I myself, I have 18 years in Uganda. Uganda is safe. And people know how to talk. And when you say safely, for them also, they will do so.
It is a happiness. We are very glad to be together as a South Sudanese, generally. Uganda, the way they hold us as a one, I don't see myself as a foreigner. I look like I'm in my country.
We have been accorded a great hospitality here. I've been in this country for almost 10 plus years. I came here when I was in primary, and I'm now currently at a university. Actually, Uganda is our second home.
The celebration was organized by CBN partner station Arua 1FM, GMS Events, popularly known Arua-based Uganda Premier League side Onduparaka Football Club and Blue Dove Hotel, Arua. South Sudan, the world's newest country, got independence from Sudan with the backing of Western nations on July 9, 2011. But 2 years later, civil war erupted in South Sudan when conflict began between forces loyal to President Salva Kiir and the then Vice President Riek Machar. The ongoing conflict has torn the country apart.